ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् स्वगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विसे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो टुडे दिस मॉर्निंग वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 1 द एडवेंट ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण इंट्रोडक्शन पार्ट एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे विल बी 18 चैप्टर 1 18 एंड 19। सो 18 आई विल रीड टेक्स्ट एंड ट्रांसलेशन आफ्टर दैट 19 इज रिटेन ऑन बोर्ड सो रिपीटेशन वुड बी फॉर टेक्स्ट 19। टेक्स्ट 18 गौर भूत्वा अश्रुमुखी खिन्ना कृदन्ति करुणं विभो उपस्थितान्तिके तस्मै व्यसनं समवोचयत्। ट्रांसलेशन मदर अर्थ एज्यूम द फॉर्म ऑफ ए काउ वेरी मच डिस्ट्रेस विथ टीयर्स इन हर आइज शी अपियर्ड बिफोर लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा एंड टोल्ड हिम अबाउट हर misfortune. Let's repeat after me this word. ब्रह्मा तद उपद ब्रह्मा तत् उद्धारयाथ सह देवैस्तथा सह जगाम स त्रिनयनम् जगाम स त्रिनयनश् तीरं क्षीरपयोनिधे ब्रह्मा लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा तद उपधारयाय अंडरस्टैंडिंग एवरीथिंग राइटली अथ देयर आफ्टर सह विथ देवही द डेमी गॉड्स तया सह विथ मदर अर्थ जगाम अप्रोच्ड स त्रिनयन विथ लॉर्ड शिव हु हैज थ्री आईज तीरम द सोर क्षीर पय निधे ऑफ द ओशन ऑफ मिल्क ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की देयर आफ्टर हैविंग हर्ड ऑफ द डिस्ट्रेस ऑफ मदर अर्थ लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा विथ मदर अर्थ लॉर्ड शिवा एंड ऑल अदर डेमी गॉड्स अप्रोच द शोर ऑफ द ओशन ऑफ मिल्क पर्पल आफ्टर लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा अंडरस्टैंड द precarious condition of the earth, he first visited the demigods headed by Lord Indra, who are in charge of the various affairs in this universe, and Lord Shiva, who is responsible for annihilation. Both maintenance and annihilation go on perpetually. Under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4.8, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Duskritam. Those who are obedient to the laws of God are protected by different servants and demigods, whereas those who are undesirable are vanquished by Lord Shiva. Lord Brahma first met all the demigods, including Lord Shiva. Then, along with Mother Earth, they went to the shore of the ocean of milk, where Lord Vishnu lies on the white island Shvetadip. Brahma tad upadharyatha सह देवैश तया सह जगाम स त्रिनयनश तीरम क्षीरपयो निधि सो नाउ द डिस्क्रिप्शन अबाउट द मेन कॉज ऑफ अवतार डिफरेंट रीजन मेनी रीजन्स बट हियर सुखदेव गोस्वामी स्टार्टिंग टू डिस्क्राइब the main purpose, the main mission or main reason of descent of Lord Krishna. Previous verse talk, Gaur Bhutva Astru Mukhi. First of all, Sukadeva Goswami congratulated Parikshit Maharaj for his sublime and nice question. He did appreciate the question part and then he starts now, story part, incident part, how Krishna appeared. So, in beginning, Sukadeva Goswami described that once upon a time, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, there was one time because very much disturbing. The whole Mother Earth was overburdened by demons. many demons, of course they did not appear as a descendants of Diti. In that case they were not but they were demon, but they appeared in the royal family, Kshatriya family. So by birth they were no demon, but by their karma they were really demon. And they were trying to disturb the whole situation. So that was a situation. Once upon a time means towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, Mother Earth was overburdened by the demons and especially their unnecessary fighting power, army, military. So Bhumi, Mother Earth, approached Lord Brahma. Bhumir, here description of a gau bhutva astru mukhi khinna kardantim karunam. Mother Earth situation was, first of all, Mother Earth took the assumed form of a cow. She transferred herself in the form of a cow, gau bhutva. How come that Mother Earth, why can't she did not go directly to Lord Brahma? What was the need of taking a shape, form of a cow? Why she should assume herself take this form of a cow? Vishwanath Chakravarti as well as Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, both are in order to evoke, arouse mercy on the heart of Lord Vishnu, Mother Earth take the shape, form of a cow. Cow is a very auspicious and innocent animal. It is when you go in front of cow, you feel the emotion of mercy. Nice, good sentiments. Mercy comes when we approach, go near the cow. When you approach near a tiger, you don't feel mercy like feeling. Even the monkey, though they are very everywhere, but when you go near monkey, you don't feel very comfortable and mercy attitude. You're feeling a hatred, and sometimes you become envious also. Of course, practically here, in this month, our temple are really disturbed by monkeys. One board is there, 500 fine for if anyone feeding monkey. But nowhere in the Vrindavan, nowhere don't feel any instruction that you should not feed a cow. So Mother Earth took a shape of a cow in order to evoke, arouse mercy in the Lord, in the heart of Lord Vishnu. Brahma. Gau bhutva, and other reason she took the shape of a cow, but such a elevated place near Brahma, she has to go near Brahma, she has to approach Brahma. In order to go there in that place, auspicious and pious, nice, auspicious body should be there. So there. That is reason why Mother Earth took the shape of a cow. Usually presiding deity of the Earth, Mother Earth, is a form of a woman. Like we hear Brahma, Vishnu has many wives. Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki, Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Srila Prabhupada ki. Lord Vishnu has many wives, the prominent one, Sri Devi and Bhudevi. It appears that Because here Sukadeva Goswami, Gau Bhutva, she took the shape of a cow. Means the usual form, presiding deity of mirth, Mother Earth is like woman, woman body. But she took the form of a cow, shape of a cow, and also what was her concern? Astru Mukhi. Because Mother Earth was carrying suffering, distress, and that distress gave the way, and tears flow through the eyes of Mother Earth. Because she was so distressful. Due to the excessive distress, tears were flowing, coming out from the eyes of Mother Earth. Astru Mukhi and Khinna. Sukadeva Goswami described that she was thin. Since many days she has not taken any food, any grass. That is the reason why she was lean and thin. Khina, kradantim, and same time she was crying. Kradantim, karunam vibho, she was kradantim. And she was even speaking some word with a very pitiful condition. Pitifully she was also speaking. And not that she was trembling out of the danger. She approached it. Near Brahma. So here again in the commentary part, all the Acharya talks about Mother Earth did not approach, did not enter in the Brahmalok. Lord Brahma resides in Brahmalok. But Brahma has one very glorious office. Brahma lives there in Brahmalok, but any material or any affair, any office work, he comes, he has very nice, very decorated office, better than our PR office here at Vrindavan. Very nice, glorious office, Brahma. And that is on the top of Sumeru Parvat. When Brahma has to do something, some activity, Brahma comes to Sumeru Parvat office. And all the demigods also, even demigods could not directly, they could not go to Brahmalok. So, meeting place for Brahma and demigod, office of Lord Brahma is on the top of Sumeru mountain. So, Mother Earth approached, she went on the top of the Sumeru Parvat where Lord Brahma office is situated. Tasmay Vyasanam Samutha. And then Mother Earth submitted. She told about her misfortune. In Srimad Bhagavatam here, in this text, it is not described actually what was the misfortune on the part of Mother Earth, which she related, told to Lord Brahma. Only that she talks about, she told him about her misfortune. What was the misfortune? In other Puranas, Mahabharata described that Mother Earth submitted, informed about her misfortune, and misfortune was that at that time many demoniac personality, they have taken birth in a Kshatriya family and they were ruining, they were destroying. They were very much interested to inflict miseries on the people in general. They were creating havoc, disturbance, ruining all the peace and prosperity. And especially, there are many demons, but especially their one demon was, his name was Kal Nemi. Previously, he was the son of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had many sons. Of course, most prominent, glorious is Prahlad Maharaj. But beside Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad had many brothers. One was very demoniac, very disturbing personality, very proud, very arrogant. He was Kal named. And he was directly annihilated, killed by Lord Vishnu. And then he, Kalnemi, again appeared in the Jadu dynasty, right here in Mathura. Next to her, he took place as the son of Ugrasen, Jadu Bansh, in Bhoj Bansh, the dynasty where Krishna appeared in the same dynasty before Krishna. Kalnemi has taken birth, appeared in the Jadu dynasty, in Bhoj dynasty. And he had many friends, Dhenukasur, Bakasur, even Putana, many demons, and they get together, they create. So this part mother describes, this is her Brahma Tadupar. Mother Earth says, though I don't feel any difficulty, big, big mountains are there situated on Mother Earth, Himalaya, Sumeru, Parvat. The weight of those great mountains, I could tolerate very easily. The weight, but the weight of a sinful person, a demon, when a demon walks on the surface of Earth, Mother Earth becomes, he was feeling overburdened. She could not tolerate the weight of a demon who was walking on the surface of the earth. Though she can bear very easily weight of Himalaya, if the pious people walk, a devotee walk on the surface of earth, Mother Earth derive a transcendental, very pleasing sensation. But a demon, sinful person, atheist, when they walk on the surface of earth, Mother Earth becomes very much disturbed. So Mother submitted, informed, told about her misfortune, that nowadays on the surface of earth, many demons are walking, running, creating disturbance. The Brahma, this verse, Brahma tad upadharya. Brahma very nicely, carefully, heard every detail misfortune of Mother Earth. Mother Earth was submitting. And then sah devai sah tayas. And then Brahma told, okay, now I can think about how your burden could be reduced, minimized. So we must go to Lord Vishnu. She approached Lord Brahma, that Brahma is responsible for creating. She was thinking that these old demons, they are created by Lord Brahma. He is also part of problem, because many demons he has created. But Brahma said, no, no, Mother Earth, actually I am not the real or actual creator. Actual creator, maintainer and even annihilator is Lord Vishnu. I simply create the body of a demon, but the demon themselves, they are created like Lord Vishnu. So then Brahma called all demigods headed by Indra. Indra joined and they approached Tayasa with Mother Earth, all the demigods headed by Brahma, Mother Earth, they approach, and then Jagama saw Trinayana along with Lord Shiva. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about when Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita, the purpose of his incarnation, Paritranaya Sadhunam. Krishna talks three prominent reasons for his descent to the avatar. Paritranaya sadhunam, in order to protect the sadhus, and vinashaya cha duskritam, and in order to annihilate, kill, duskritam, miscreant. And third reason Krishna talks about, संस्थापनार्थाय धर्मस्य परित्राणाय साधुनाम विनाशाय दुष्कृतम धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय इन ऑर्डर टू री एस्टेब्लिश रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल आई लिसन मिलीनियन आफ्टर मिलीनियन जुगे जुगे सो ब्रह्मा थॉट दैट इन ऑर्डर टू प्रोटेक्ट मदर अर्थ द इनहिलेशन इज ऑल्सो इमिनेंट सम परित्राणाय साधु नाम इन ऑर्डर टू प्रोटेक्ट सेंट्री पर्सन आर इन ऑर्डर टू प्रोटेक्ट मदर अर्थ सर्टेनली सम सॉर्ट ऑफ इनहिलेशन इज नीडेड सो इन चार्ज ऑफ इनहिलेशन डिस्ट्रक्शन संघार इज लार्ज शिव सो स्पेशल हिज नेम इज हियर मेंशन स त्रिनयस एंड देन दे वेंट टू द तीर ऑन द बैंक ऑफ ऑन द शोर ऑफ क्षीर पयोनिधि ऑल द डेमी गॉड्स अलोंग विथ मदर अर्थ all the demigod headed lord brahma and shiva they approached they went kshir payonidhi see we know here in purport shila prabhupada talks about lord vishnu resides he lives in the shvet deep how come they did not go directly on the islands shvet deep that island is surrounded by kshir samudra kshir sagar so they did not approach they did not enter in shvet deep rather they went only up to the tir on the bank of the ocean kshir sagar because the demigods they don't have qualification to enter by kunth planet or the rest spiritual planet directly so they have access up to that point kshir payonidhi they went there kshir sagar on the bank of kshir sagar on the shore of kshir sagar and from there tatra gatva jagannatham dev dev vishakapim purusham purushukteno patasthit and all the demigods and mother earth they concentrated their mind nicely and from there they started their prayer the prayer part is next verse talks about what they prayed so brahma here begins the reason why krishna appears At previous verse also Srila Prabhupada paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge paritranaya sadhuna paritranaya first of all jada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham then next part paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya duskritam धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि जुगे सो दैट सिचुएशन वाज रियली वेरी प्रिकर डेंजरस अनट्रेडिव अनप्लीजिंग वी नो लाइक कंस एंड दैट टाइम बिफोर कृष्णा अपीयर मोस्ट ऑफ द किंग्स रॉयल डिसेंडेंट रॉयल रिप्रेजेंटेटिव king they were demon like Jarasandh you know somebody told that he wanted to do some sacrifice he wanted to do and he was advised that if he will massacre he will kill 1000 kings prince So he has to perform a yajna, and in a yajna, 1000 princes, kings should be killed. and then he will be inter- he will be elevated himself, he will be elevated to heavenly planet. For that reason, he captured many, many kings, and he was putting one cave. See, once they were weak king, and they had captured, the, so defeated, captured, the putting one cave, waiting that his number would be 1,000 number, then he will perform a yajna, he will perform a yajna, and by performance of that yajna and killing, offering 1,000 skin sacrifice in the fire, he will be elevated in the heavenly planet. So this type, that's a big, big demon. They have created their own religious system. Dharma tu sakshat bhagavat parinitam. Their actual religion is a order of God. Sarvan kirtan. We should engage ourselves in the service of Krishna. Sarvan kirtan. This is the religion. But the atheists, they have created different type, and for the sake of the whole, their purpose was they were engaged for sense gratification. They were engaged, they personally, all they were engaged in the sense gratification up to the maximum extent. This was their goal. And every single demons were disguised as a royal king. They are promoting the sense gratification. Their mission, aim was to gratify the senses up to maximum extent personally, and same time sense gratification they are propagating, advocating. For that reason, Mother Earth was overworld. Her situation was such a disturbing concern. She could no anymore tolerate the burden. For that reason, she approached Brahma, and she talks about, she told him, Brahma, about her misfortune. This was the misfortune of the Prabhupada in previous chapter talks that a similar situation is the present society, in present society. Many demons, they are actually a demon, but by hook or crook, this is the time, the period, like age of democracy, so they manipulate such a theory and such a situation, they are elected as a administrator. Big, big personality there. Appears the Raja, the king, administrator, protector of the citizen, but their only, their, in Srila Prabhupada in this purport, previous purport talks about every single administrator, head of the country, they are planning, they are engaged, they are collecting different type of weapon, creating different type of missile, and they are getting ready, they are run, they are rushing in the direction of Third World War. And if case it has happened, certainly they will, so far they are creating, they have created lot of disturbance, but their final destruction, the final disturbance would be created by not people in general, Saman general people, but a state head, administrator. they are getting ready, and they have stored, they are in possession of many weapons, and such a this here Prabhupada, the situation by precarious, similar situation is there. Any moment they can get crazy, and Third World War will start. And once this start, then whole earthly planet would be completely disturbed, unhappy. And there, then Prabhupada talks one hope. And for We don't understand for what reason. Prabhupada says, Krishna has appeared. Here also in college, in form of Hare Krishna movement. Krishna has already appeared, not that he will appear, already Krishna. Of course, we are going to celebrate Krishna Janmashtami in few days, approximately 2 weeks ahead of our. In next 2 weeks, we will celebrate Krishna Janmashtami. Krishna would appear. But Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna has already appeared in the form of Hare Krishna movement. If we will take advantage of this movement, if we will take shelter of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then again the situation could be rectified, and again everywhere on the earthly planet there peace and prosperity will be there. So we should take shelter of, if Mother Earth took shelter of Lord Brahma, Brahma on his own could not rectify, control or protect Mother Earth. So see, Lord Brahma took shelter of Lord Vishnu, and by mercy of Lord Vishnu everyone was protected, and Mother Earth, she became so fortunate that Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna appeared on earthly planet, and Mother Earth was decorated by the footprint of Lord Sri Krishna. So here this part, this verse talks about how Mother Earth approached for the protection to Lord Brahma, and Brahma along with all demigods, and especially he took help of Lord Shiva, and every single demigods, Shiva and Brahma, Mother Earth, they were on the top of Sumeru Parvat, where Lord Brahma's office was situated, and in the office of Lord Brahma, this whole conversation between Mother Earth and Lord Brahma took place. So we should of course Prabhupada's instruction part is that Upadesh is that we should also take shelter. If really we want freedom from any distasteful condition, any misery, then we must take shelter of Lord Vishnu, Krishna. And once we take shelter of Lord, take shelter of lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, we get freedom from all miseries, especially by repeated cycle of birth and death, and a living entity become qualified and eligible to enter in the kingdom of God by Kunti planet. Hare Krishna, here I stop. If you have any question or comment, you are most welcome.
There is one verse mentioned, I can't recall. Mother Earth see that there are two persons, two types of persons who are born on the earth. Those who are gathering the military, militarization, or gathering too many, like army and all. The second is a person who speaks lie or commits sin. These are the two sinful people.
Especially there is word that appears when Bali Maharaj talks to Shukracharya. Then once Mother Earth has spoken that Mother Earth, I can bear any weight, any burden of Himalaya, Sumeru Parvat, I don't feel and disturb very easily, as if I am holding a flower in my palm, Himalaya. But if a liar, asatyavadi, if he walks on the surface of earth, then Mother Earth becomes so much disturbed. She could not tolerate, she could not bear the burden of a liar. Though a liar's weight may be below 50 kg, still his weight becomes unbearable, untolerable for Mother Earth. You put Himalaya on the surface very easily, no way, no disturbance at all. As if you are putting on the surface of earth a Himalaya, she feels like a flower. But one liar, asatyavadi, who speaks lie, if he walks on the surface of earth, Mother Earth becomes extremely, it is, becomes unbearable. So that is all sinful. In that case, of course, this is a statement spoken by Bali Maharaj. Because type of Sukaras was telling, though you have promised to give charity, three spaces of land to Vamandev, now it is time to say, no, I don't remember, I did not tell. Please just, in order to protect your prosperity, wealth, kingdom, just say one thing, tell lie. Say, no, I will become a big burden for Mother Earth. So sinful person, that includes liar, if they walk on the surface of earth, Mother Earth becomes so overburdened. Though their weight may be below 50 kg, still their weight becomes unbearable, untolerable. How we can demons are in other Puranas, Mother Earth gave all detail by lakshan, by their characteristic. Likewise, one example, Kansa, he took birth in a Kshatriya family, Jadu Bansh, Bhoj Bansh. Such a pious dynasty where Supreme Personality of Krishna appeared. In the same family, in the same dynasty, one person, Kamsa, also appeared. How we can understand that Krishna was, Ugrasena was devotee and Kamsa was demon? Both father was Ugrasena, son was Kamsa. Both were in the same family. How we can understand that Kamsa was a demon and Ugrasena was a saintly person? By their activities, by their action, by their action you can judge who is a demon and who is a saintly person, demigod, by action. Here that word Srila Prabhupada has used. All the royal descendants, royal representative kings, by birth they were Kshatriyas. But by their action, activities, they were demons. So our action decides whether I am demon or I am what? Demigod or saintly person. Action is a criteria to decide. ओके सर दस ग्रंथा श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की।